Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Idea Park, a new media agency nurturing online relationships between you and your most valuable customers. Online at ideapark.com.
The fallout at HP.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. There are some people who think the head of Hewlett-Packard needs to go. Today, we may find out if the board of directors agrees with that. The board meets to consider CEO Patricia Dunn's fate in the wake of this recent scandal. HP could face charges for hiring private detectives to obtain the phone records of board members and journalists. Iran has become a financial target for the U.S. The Bush administration wants to choke off Iran's ability to fund Hezbollah and other groups that Washington considers terrorist organizations. Today, a top U.S. Treasury official heads to Europe looking for a little help with this. More now from Marketplace's Scott Tong.
Treasury Undersecretary Stuart Levy has called Iran the central banker of terror. Anti-terrorism consultant Andrew Cochran says Levy wants European allies to help the U.S. isolate banks that link Iran to Hezbollah. Cochran says one is Iran's Bank Saderat. On Friday, Washington banned it from making any transactions that go through American banks.
This is the quickest, most immediate way for the United States to impose a sanction on Iran, by cutting off that major bank from the United States financial system.
But the Europeans may be reluctant to follow, given their close ties to Iran's petroeconomy. Even if they do go along, Judith Kipper of the Council on Foreign Relations says Tehran has other financial conduits at its disposal,
including the ancient systems of the Silk Route and the Hawala, which is still used money changers in Jerusalem and Pakistan, India, all over the region.
In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Another trial over the painkiller Vioxx gets underway today, this one in New Orleans. A little different scenario this time. The plaintiffs started taking Vioxx after a warning about heart attacks was added to the drug label. In the previous nine cases, the plaintiffs took the drug before the warning was added. Merck faces about 16,000 lawsuits over this. So far, the company has won five trials and lost four. Stocks rebounded Friday, but in a holiday-shortened week, the markets lost ground. The Dow finished down 0.6%. It starts this week at 11,392. The NASDAQ lost 1.3%. The S&P 500 lost about 1%. You're listening to Marketplace. Around the country today, New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin made a powerful promise over the weekend. He vowed to fight for a freeze in local electricity prices for at least 3 years. That's assuming Louisiana comes through with some aid for the power company Entergy. Entergy has applied for $600 million, but the company says it'll have to double its rates if it doesn't get the money. The Chicago Tribune kept tabs on the stock of Sara Lee last week. The share price fattened up when Sara Lee completed its spinoff of the underwear maker Hanesbrands. Hanesbrands will now be based in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and trade under the ticker HBI. From the Flint Journal, a retired teacher from Davison, Michigan, recently died, and she left a big gift to the school district in her will, $1.3 million. Former students remember the teacher as sometimes strict but also caring. The Marketplace Morning Report from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting communities through grant-making, volunteers, employee giving, and creative partnerships. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at Medtronic.com. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. The World Trade Center was a beacon in the financial capital of the world, and small businesses near the towers thrived because of it. But many of those shops struggle now, if they've even survived the last 5 years. Judy Martin shares some of their stories.
These are the sounds of O'Hara's Irish Pub only 6 months after the terror attacks. It's just a block from Ground Zero. A handful of patrons sat at the bar. Pat Rogers was the owner back then. He was heartbroken.
The irony of it is not alone just losing business, but losing very, very close friends that we've known for years. We're not going to make a lot of money, but we'll get by.
Rogers retired, but nearly 5 years later, O'Hara's is still alive. There's a bustling crowd during happy hour. Bar stools are filled with people noshing and drinking. Michael Keane now owns the place. He says business is still down 30% from before the attacks, but says his loyal customers are the beating heart of his business.
The regulars that we had before came back. They came back and supported us. I mean, without them, we would have never made it.
Keane hopes to break even this year. Ironically, he says tourists to Ground Zero also pump the veins of commerce. But the gaping hole left by the towers is just part of the 16-acre wound in Lower Manhattan. In the cavernous space are the remains of other buildings and torn-up streets being renovated to prepare for rebuilding.
It's sort of like watching open-heart surgery.
That's Nicola Russo of the Alliance for Downtown New York. The group's job is to boost business in the financial district.
I mean, it's just amazing to see a street opened up and see all the infrastructure kind of laying out in the open. I think it's disruptive and it's a little bit disorienting, but at the same time, it's so encouraging.
But construction has shut down side streets and blocked the flow of customers to many small businesses, some closed by eminent domain. The Alliance has tried to help them relocate, and there's signage to signal the business beyond the scaffolding. But all won't live through the so-called surgery, says Brian Moran, owner of Moran's Family Restaurant. Moran says the first 5 years after the attacks have been tough, let alone the next five, which will ring with sounds, sights, and smells of construction. Moran's is in the shadow of the former Twin Towers a few blocks away. Most tourists don't find him there. He's especially disheartened by having to pay real estate taxes. No tax relief was offered.
You know, we have put up with streets being torn up and water lines being replaced and gas lines and then fiber optic cables and lost phone service and the water's been shut down. So personally, I think that would have been a nice gesture.
Moran sold his Long Island home and reduced his staff just to stay open. Three blocks away, life is different at the Vince Smith Salon in Battery Park City. It wasn't hit as hard. The salon was in the recovery room rather quickly. Business is brisk today. Vince Smith is giving a customer a trim. He says a solid residential base, extended hours, and a new price structure kept him open. 36 friends and clients were killed. So it was both painful and healing to stay open.
Even though we just experienced the greatest tragedy in American history, people still wanted to get back to normal somehow. And their hair and the way they looked and the way they felt was important. And it was a way to start.
Restaurateur Brian Moran is still waiting for that new start. He'll tap that same determination and resilience that's gotten him this far.
Most of my friends who have businesses here have left. What you do is you either adapt, flee, or die.
In New York City, I'm Judy Martin for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
Losing someone.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.